Hi, Jose. How are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Doing well?
Good.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. Jose, my name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists, and I handle pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been talking with Tara, my representative, and she does a wonderful job explaining the outline of our program. And I'm just taking a look at the notes that she had sent over to me. Did you have any questions aside from the price as far as like how the program works or about the placement that we do?
No, for now, I just want to know the price, see if I could afford it or not.
Okay, awesome. So I noticed, so she mentioned 3 years in business. Congratulations. She also notated that you're covering the whole valley, correct, from Phoenix, where you're based
Correct.
out of. And then
Correct.
I also, what I did find, I saw that there's an AZ Elite Granite. So you have a Google profile page, right? With a website attached on Google.
Yes.
But when I clicked on the website, Jose, it doesn't open up. It says it's suspended. Was that maybe a website that someone previously created for you that you're no longer using?
It should be working. The same one.
Okay. It says it's azelitegranite.com.
Let me see.
It's actually the one that's attached to your Google business profile page. Yeah, it's even the same website that's also attached to your Yelp profile too. You do beautiful work. Wow. I see the pictures on your Yelp profile.
Yeah.
Very nice.
All right, I gotta call this the person that did my website because it's not popping up now.
Okay, so you see that it's not, okay, I just wanted to make sure I was looking at the right one because again, I tried to open it and it just says it's suspended. So let me ask you, are you working with a company that's managing your Google profile page or was that like something you did a while back?
I was working with somebody else.
Okay, so you're no longer using them though.
No.
Okay. Did they create your website by chance?
Yes.
Okay. So typically when you work with a company that helped you with a placement on Google and then they also created your website, typically what happens is if you cancel with that company, you no longer have the website unless if you paid them to keep the website.
I did.
You did. Okay. All right. Now, let's see here. And I see the Facebook page. Okay. Here's what I would recommend for you, Jose, is our platinum package. With you being a new business, I'm going to offer it to you at our new in business rate, and you wouldn't have a setup fee because you already have the Google business profile page. You would just need to add us on as managers. This package I can offer to you at a fixed flat monthly rate of $299 a month. It's a month-to-month program. There are no contracts. And this is going to get you listed on the first page of Google. So we would be optimizing your profile page to the first page and maintain it there. We do content for you on Bing. We include Facebook ads. So Facebook ads will retarget anyone who's performed a search there in your area and they just happen to go to like Facebook just to look at pictures or stories. They will see your ad appear on their desktop and on their mobile device. And this is what's going to help you reach more new potential clients, but we'll make those ads unique to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location so that once they click on your ad, they would call you directly. We also include the directory submission, which gets you listed on directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, I'm just naming a few. A lot of these directories you already have, Jose, so we would just make sure that if we're updating your information, we're updating it as well on those directories where you're already listed. We also include the voice-activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and we give you exposure on mobile devices. So anyone, Jose, that's doing a search from their iPhone, Android, or doing a search from their tablet can still find you on the first page of Google immediately. Now, if there is an issue, let's just say that they're not, you know, they're not going to give you the website. It's okay, because I can include a website for you at no additional cost, and we would build you the website, host it, and maintain it. So even if there is an issue that, you know, for whatever reason, they don't work out with giving you the website, we can create one for you.
Okay.
So you'd be looking at, as I mentioned, $2.99 a month. It's a month-to-month program. I mean, what do you think? How do you feel about it?
I think this business are kind of slow right now, like literally really slow right now.
Really?
Yeah. And I've been trying so much with different companies, and I've been paying so much money that I don't even know anymore.
Oh, man. What other marketing are you doing, if you don't mind me asking? I'm sorry?
What?
Yeah, I got
to a point that I was paying $900 with Yelp a month, and it didn't work out. Yeah.
Were you doing the Yelp ads?
Because they started adding, and I don't know, it just didn't work out for me.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. The company that you were working with previously that was managing your Google profile page, do you mind if I ask who you were working with? I mean, how long were you with them?
Almost 2 years, Elevation Market.
Uh-huh.
And that one didn't work out for me either, because I never got a business with through the Instagram or Facebook or nothing.
Wow. Yeah, see, with Facebook, how Facebook works, and I'll tell you, a lot of our clients have seen great success because it does work well hand-in-hand with Google, but you got to know how to manage them, right? What Facebook ads do is, and this might have happened to you in the past, like when you've been on Facebook, you might see an ad on something that you searched previously on Google. So it's called retargeting, right? If someone's looking for granite countertops, right, and they're looking on Google, and then all of a sudden, you know, now they're on their Facebook page, and they're just doing a post, or they're looking at pictures or stories on Facebook, they're going to see your ad appear. It's reminding them you were looking for this service, right? You were looking at granite countertops. Here's a company that offers it. So it's retargeting. It's reminding them, here's a company that offers that service you were just previously searching. I know a lot of our clients have seen great results with Facebook ads, and it is a better conversion rate when you compare it to the Google ads. Google ads are very expensive. Not saying that they don't work, but the conversion rate isn't as high as with the Facebook ads. That's why I always recommend this package, because especially if you told me, though, Jose, that you were covering a 100-mile radius, then I'm gonna actually move more towards our Premier Platinum that includes the Google ads, because that's how you could target that radius. But especially with the area that you're covering now, I feel like this package, the Platinum one at $2.99 a month, would be the most beneficial for you. And I'm sorry you've had some really bad experiences. I think, honestly, I would feel the same way. You know, it sounds like you've been investing a lot of money, and you're not getting that money back on what you're investing. So now it's like you don't know. Like, what do you do
now?
Yeah,
I even did with the BBB. I was paying $250 a month, and I never had a business with them. I was paying Yelp. Like I said, I got to a point that $900 a month.
Yeah.
Well, I did the social media, Facebook, and then all of that, plus all the little ads that I did on OfferUp and Craigslist. All of that, and it wasn't working out for me.
Man, I'm so sorry.
About spending $300 more a month, see.
Well, one thing I would like to at least share with you, Jose, because I like sharing our timeline so that you have a realistic idea on when you're going to see yourself listed there, right? And I don't want to mislead you and have you thinking that, you know, all of this is going to happen overnight. Now come tomorrow, you're going to be on the first page, because it will not work like that, right? Typically, when we're talking about the Facebook ads are up and running within 7 to 14 days, okay? If we're building you a new website, the website's completed within 7 to 14 days, and you're able to review it first before it even posts in case you have any changes that need to be made before it goes live. The directory submission happens within 5 to 7 days. And what we have stated in our terms and conditions that we send to you in writing, it states that the first page placement on Google, that it can take between 30 to 45 days. That is our promise. Now, I will tell you this. We do like to underpromise and overdeliver. And at times, I have seen where it has happened sooner. Because you already have the Google profile page, it is a matter of you adding us on as managers so that way we can optimize it and manage it on that first page. There is a possibility, Jose, that it could happen sooner for you, but that is our timeline, okay? I do always like to say is this, right, to be super transparent with you. The first month, yes, a lot of it is the programming, and that is not to say that you won't get some calls. I like to say when you're going to feel the strength of the program is going to be in that second month, okay? That's when you're going to feel the real strength of it. Because again, all of this doesn't happen overnight. And I think what happens is when you sign up with companies, right, and they're not transparent on what the realistic timeline is, they're just, you know, you're paying in hopes that, okay, something's going to turn around. And it sounds like you've given all of these companies that you've worked with plenty of time, right, for you to make back on what you're investing with them. And it hasn't happened. If it's not working within the first, I would say, 3 to 4 months, then there's an issue going on.
Okay.
Okay. But this package, I can offer it to you again at the $299 a month. Typically, this package, I'll tell you, it typically runs $599 plus a $299 setup fee. But because you already have the Google Business Profile is why I've waived the $299 setup fee, so at least you save on that. And then I was able to bring down the monthly rate from $599 to $299 a month. So that means whether you're with the 6 months or 6 years, your price will always be $299 a month, no matter how long you're with us.
Okay, let's say that I agree going forward with you guys, you will set up another website for me for paying $299.
Yes. Correct. In fact, let me, on your cell phone that we're speaking on, right, can you get text messages to this phone number?
Yes.
Okay, let me do this, Jose. I'm just going to send you one on a general contractor because I just want you to have an idea of the kind of website that I'm going to include for you. We call it a customized website, and it's customized to fit your business. It has already, like, the automatic SEO settings, which is going to help with your ranking as well. I just sent you this link. So if you click on it, What's unique about these websites, the My Site, is that you can even go on there and edit it if you want to move your pictures around. It's fully editable. It loads up quickly. It's Google compliant. It's mobile friendly. Whether they're looking at it from their computer, from their tablet, or from their phone, it's going to adjust to the device that they're looking at it from. We can add videos on there. We can add, even if you wanted to have a way where they can book appointments with you, it's operational in that way. We add galleries. We'll even add as well the reviews, right, from clients. And one thing that I wanted to say too, even with your Google Business Profile, right, We always encourage that you get your reviews listed on there rather than, like, I saw a review on your Angie's Leads, and I think I saw some reviews on your Yelp, right? So how we help you with your reviews on Google, we actually create a tiny URL for you that you can send to your clients, okay, either by text or by email, and all they do is click on that link. They leave you 5 stars. They don't even have to comment on it if they don't want to. And that will post to your Google profile page, which also helps you because it's like the modern day word of mouth. All it takes is one person who doesn't even know your company by name. They see just one review from someone who has used your services. Jose, that's going to open up a whole new door to their family and friends, right? Who are now going to know who you are. So we do assist you with that as well, to try to make it as simple as possible for you to get those reviews on your Google profile page. And I mean, your work speaks for itself. Just looking at these pictures on your Yelp, I mean, it's quality work that I'm looking at. So I know we at least agree on that, right? That you've been providing a quality service to your clients.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, it looks like it. I mean, to me, and I don't really know you, but I'm going based off of the reviews that I've read and also from the pictures that I've seen of your work. So, and that's the kind of company we would love to work with. And you do both granite, marble, quartz, and quartzite, right?
Right, yeah.
Wow. This is beautiful. Makes me want to rethink how I want my kitchen now. Right? My husband would be like, you're crazy. You're not changing it again. I have the darker one. The more like, mine's more of the, it's kind of like the charcoal gray. It's pretty dark. And I'm like, I think I want, I don't know, I feel like when it's lighter, it makes the kitchen look bigger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when you compare it, I'm like, interesting. Now I'm thinking. Do you typically give suggestions to your clients also? Like when, like do you do the whole designing or is it just like the installation?
Well, we give them, you know, kind of a, since we've been in the market so long in the business, we give them ideas, uh-huh. But at the end of the day, it's their house, you know. I'll
right.
Show you, hey, maybe this will look nice, but at the end of the day, it's their house. I don't try to force nobody into do this, it's better because it's your house, it's yours.
Exactly. Right, but if you could give a suggestion, you know, and I know what you're saying, at the end of the day, it's going to be their decision on what they want to do, right? My sister-in-law, when she was redoing her whole kitchen, the contractor would tell her, look, what's your price point? You know, if you're looking at this price point, this is what I'm going to suggest. You know, but I mean, he would give suggestions as well, and he would even do like a draw up of it just so that she would have an idea if she went with a certain color scheme, this is what you're looking at.
Yep, that's the way it works.
Yeah. So what do you think, Jose, in all honesty, do you feel that this would be beneficial? I mean, for you to give us a shot? I'm saying this way we can prove it to you. Are there any concerns that you have? Anything that I can address?
Let's say, because I had an issue with the person that I did the contract. When I decided to go break the term with him, he uh-huh. made me pay some money for the website to give me
okay.
the, what is it called, the domain and whatever, the
right.
plugin. And,
uh-huh.
I don't know, a lot of computers. It's not my
It's not my thing.
It's not your specialty. Right.
No.
Your specialty is in the granite and the quartz. Yes. Okay.
This is all new for me, you know, trying to do websites and all that, you know.
Right.
But it's the modern day. You have to do it. You have to adapt.
Right.
Do I get that? Because I don't want to go through the same thing right now.
Absolutely.
I spend it. And I don't know if I have to call that guy because I know I pay him for supposedly for a year for a domain. And now I see it.
Okay. So let me tell you this. I'm always going to be super transparent with you because that's just the way I am. I prefer to be, I don't know, I almost said it in Spanish. I prefer to be sincere, like sincera, right?
I'm Dominican.
Oh, okay.
Yo soy Dominicano.
Well, mi español es como de pocha, como más de chicana que nada, right? But when we're talking about the website, let's say, Jose, that later on down the road, you decide, you know what, ya no quiero continuar, I just want to part ways. Okay. Eventually, you're going to fall off the first page, right? Because we're not managing it. No lo estamos manteniendo en la primera página. So eventually, yes, you'll fall off the first page. But your Google Business profile doesn't go away. Any reviews that you generated during the time that you were with us, they don't disappear. We can't erase your information, okay? The Facebook ads, those wouldn't be live anymore because we're not managing them, right? But anywhere that else that we've listed you across the directories, your information still stays. Regarding the website, okay, you could choose to just have us continue managing and hosting that website, right? It's $49 a month. We continue to manage your website for you, host it, so your website's still up there, right? Or you could choose to buy the domain, right? The domain itself would be yours. You would own it. It's $99. But if you purchase a domain, here's the thing, Jose. Then you got to find someone to rebuild the website and host that website for you. Because a website hosting, what that means is they're saving your files on your website on their server. So it sounds to me, and I don't know what you paid them for the domain, but it sounds to me that they gave you the domain, but they removed all their content. So they just said, here, the azgranite.com is yours, but all the content that they created disappeared. And this is the hardest part of my job because I hear this with so many companies because they say, I paid for the website. All you paid for was the domain. They weren't honest with you about that the content's not going to be there anymore and that you're going to have to find someone to rebuild it and host it. I like to be honest and transparent because I think it's important in any case for you to know exactly what would happen. What did you pay them for the domain, Jose?
When I decided to part way with them, I paid them $180 to keep that domain and plug in and whatever. I have the information there. But they sent me, he said that it was for a year. And they keep on sending me bills for $16.97 a month. And I don't know what I'm paying for anymore.
The $16.97?
Yeah, from GoDaddy.
Interesting.
So he made me a business email with my, what is it called, my domain?
Yeah.
With my business. Not a Gmail. My email was
rosario@azlegranite.com.
And
right.
That one doesn't even work anymore.
Yeah, because I saw that email. I think I saw it on your Facebook page. There's a joserosario@azlegranite.com. And you said that email doesn't even work anymore?
Mm-mm. I can't have access to it. I tried to log in and I can't.
And are you still paying 16 something a month?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because it kind of sounds like they're charging you for like the, it's what they call like a workspace type of email. It's an email with your name at your business email, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. it kind of sounds like that's what you've been paying for, but you don't even have access to it. So you're paying for something you have no access to and for a website that's not even, that shows it being suspended. So there's a way we can work around that. Okay, we can just, how we do it is we do a name and address cleanup, right? We can fix the website, but just creating you a new one, okay? And as far as your email, we can update your email to an email that you have access to. Because here's the thing, Jose, let's say someone, you know, sometimes people are at work, right? They don't have time to call because they're supposed to be working rather than being, you know, on online shopping. So they might email you regarding some, you know, regarding some questions that they have about your services. You're missing opportunities because if they're emailing that email address, you're not getting it.
Yeah.
So I would suggest, I mean, I'm sure you have like another email, right? Do you have like another type
of
email?
Yeah, I have a Gmail.
Oh, well then I would use that.
I have a Gmail, that's the one I'm using, but he was the one that recommended me that to use that at AZAD Grant because it looks more professional.
Yeah, it does.
In a way, I agree, but I didn't need it. You know, I have, it is what it is, you know.
But. Yeah, and there's a way for us to fix it. We would just put your Gmail account in that place. So, I mean, it's not a big deal. It can be changed.
Okay, so how much would I have to pay today if...
Today, you would just be paying the $299. Every month after, you're only paying $299. I read it to you in a voice verification. That's for your protection. It's going to go over the billing date. It goes over the amount. It will state in there, Jose, so we ask that you at least stick it out 2 months, okay, because it's going to take time. We're not asking you to sign a contract or anything like that. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you are paying monthly. If you ever decide, I want to cancel, I want to pause it, the only thing we ask is you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due so they don't charge you. That's all we ask. We're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. We're not going to hold you hostage. We prefer to earn your business month in and month out because we know that if you're successful with our program, right, that's going to equal our success just as well. And when you're making money on what you're investing with our program, I mean, as long as you're happy, we're happy, right? As long as you're making that money back, and of course, we want you to make more than just what you're investing with us. When you're making profit, who stops canceling when they're making profit, right? Who stops what they're doing? And what I'm talking about the profit after you've paid for your materials, you've paid your workers, you've paid for your gas, and you've even paid for your own service, right? What you have left over is your profit. I know sometimes people think, oh, profit is what you made on that job. No, profit is after you've deducted everything that you've put in to complete the job, right? And after you've paid your workers. What you have left over there, then that's your profit. And maybe not even then because then you got to pay taxes on that, right? So I used to be a business owner years ago for a catering company that my husband and I had. And I know it's a different industry, but it was funny because when my mother-in-law would say, you know, if we did a wedding and we charged them $10,000, she was like, oh, man, you guys made a lot of money. And I'm like, no, because I have to put back the money that I spent on the food that we were serving, right? I had to pay the people that helped me serve. I had to pay for the mileage on all the shopping I did for the event. My taxes, what I had left over, that was our profit, right? It's not just because I got paid $10,000 for a wedding. So I understand what the profit margin is. In other words, once everything's been paid.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, I'm okay for now.
Okay.
The name of your company is what?
Our company, Local Splash. In fact, what I'm going to do too, so this way you see what package I'm talking about, I'm going to send you our pricing page, Jose. When you click on it, right, it's going to show you everything that we do, and then you'll see the packages, right? The package that you want to look at is the one that's the platinum package, because there's a pro, a platinum, a premier platinum, and then the ideal. I offered you the platinum package, and you'll see the original rate that it says $5.99 a month with the $2.99 setup fee, but you are actually getting the new in business rate, and I applied that credit to waive your setup fee. So that's why you're only paying the $2.99 a month. And I send that to you in writing as well. And it's read to you in the voice verification. So that you know the price doesn't change.
Okay.
What's the best email for you, Jose? This is where we send correspondence, the website that we create. It's where we're going to send your receipt. What is the best email for you?
AJLeeGranite@gmail.com.
AJLeeGranite@gmail.com, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to send you these two emails. The first email, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first email is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show you the platinum package at $2.99 a month. And I put that example of the website just so you have an idea of the layout of it and everything that's included. The second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So with our program, you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system so that you can track your results. We don't want you to just take our word for it that it's working. We also want you to see the calls that you're receiving from our program, how many times you came up in the search results, what keywords you're listed for. You could even see where they performed the location of the search. So we want you to be able to track that, okay? And then I'm also going to be sending you three text messages to your phone. Now, I am what's considered the lead on the account, Jose, but I always, always like to give you my information just so that you have it for your records. So you're going to receive the first text with my name, Nadine Medina, my phone number, and my extension. The second text is going to be the number to our customer service. Now, anytime you have an update, you have a change, a question, a modification, a concern regarding your account, you're always going to contact customer service, okay? You're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. We're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. I know right now we're on the same time zone, right? But I know, I believe it's in the fall, you guys end up being like an hour ahead of us, if I'm not mistaken. Because we do the time change, you guys don't. So, But we're always here for you to assist you with any of your concerns or changes, okay? So I'm sending you that number. And then I'm also sending you this third text. Now it's going to have this link to a YouTube video that's maybe about 6 minutes long. When you have time, Jose, I want you to watch the video because it's actually going to show you how you go in and track your results with us. And it's nothing complicated, I promise you. It's very simple, but I just want you, when you have time, to get familiar with it. Okay? And did you get all three text messages that I sent over? I want to make sure you got them. Okay, beautiful. Now, Jose, just for the account purpose, what is your last name?
Rosario.
Rosario?
S-A, Rosario. R-O-S-A-R-I-O.
Got it. Now, the phone number that I currently see showing on your Google Business profile, it should be 602-300-4328. That is the number that should be listed there, correct?
I have two numbers. So that's my primary number, and then I have a...
Okay.
That's 480.
Oh. Uh-huh.
536.
Uh-huh.
7736.
So your primary phone number for the business is the 602-300-4328, which is currently the one that reads on Google. Now, wherever we can list two phone numbers, because I know Google only allows one phone number, but on your website, your Facebook page, on the directories where we could add two phone numbers, the secondary phone number you want listed is 480-536-7736, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And currently, how I see the company listed on Google is just AZ, which is capitalized, and then the next word is Elite, and then the next word is Granite. That's the way it should be listed, right?
Yes. LLC.
Okay.
Is that LLC?
Do you want the LLC included?
Yes, fine.
Okay. So I'm going to make sure that they include the LLC. Okay, so I'm going to make sure that they include the LLC on there. Yeah, and you don't always, you know, LLC is really your preference, but if you want us to add it, I'm going to notate it that it shows as AZ Elite Granite LLC. Okay. Now, do you remember where they PIN verified you at? Do you remember what address?
The address for the business?
Yeah, when you originally PIN verified, you've always been in the same location, right?
We did 5.
Is it 5243? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The address doesn't show, so I just wanted to clarify that. Okay, and it's not like a shop people visit, right?
A what?
Is it a shop that people visit?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want the address to show or no tanto?
Not tanto. En realidad, no
okay.
Tanto.
Okay. We'll make sure, that it doesn't appear. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, perfect. Now, let's see here. Now, for the billing, Jose, okay, I'm going to walk you through the voice verification first. And it's just an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing. As I mentioned, it's going to go over the billing date. It's going to go over the amount. It's also going to state it's a two-month verbal agreement. Remember, you're paying monthly. And it's also going to state that if you choose to cancel or pause it, we just ask that you call 3 business days before your billing is due, so this way you're not charged, okay? When I am walking you through it, Jose, if there's something you don't understand, do me a favor, please, and just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the card that you're using, Jose, does it have your name on the card, the business name? Does it have both? How does your name read on the card?
Both.
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 And it just says Jose Rosario? Or is there like a middle initial?
I have a middle initial.
Okay.
R.
Okay, so Jose R. Rosario, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does the business name read on there?
AC Eligana LLC.
Okay. Is it the same billing address as the 5243 East Washington Street?
No.
Okay. What's the billing address for that card?
9110.
Uh-huh.
East.
Uh-huh.
Plana, P-L-A-N-A.
Uh-huh.
Avenue.
Okay.
Mesa, Arizona, 85212.
Okay. 85012?
No, 85212.
212, okay. And that's Mesa. Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. And then what is the card number, Jose, whenever you're ready?
5113.
Uh-huh.
7998.
Okay.
8036.
Mm-hmm.
7040.
5113-7998-8036, and you said 7040?
Mm-hmm.
And expiration month and year?
12/26.
12/26. And the CVV code on the back?
421.
421. Now, for your protection, Jose, on your account here with us, I want to put a security question. You have the choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, it could be the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
The city.
The city. And what city were you born in?
New York.
New York? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm going to turn on the voice verification, and it reads like this, Jose. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you to ensure the accuracy of your order. Please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
AC Lee Granite, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jose Rosario, and the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business? And Jose, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Jose, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we'll say we know that you're in the middle of a job, and we might call you with an update, okay, on your account. All we ask is that you respond at least within 24 hours, okay? Now, I want you to also be aware that you might get a call from a company trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more money than the $299 a month, okay? Even if somebody called you, Jose, to tell you you need to pay $5 to verify your profile, you don't give them any money. Take down their phone number, disconnect the call, and you call us immediately because that's not our company. How you're going to know if it's us, ask them, what's my security question? And they're going to hang up on you. That's how you're going to know it's not Local Splash. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
As far as what?
And I'll explain this because I usually do. What we're saying here, Jose, is that what we're asking, we're not telling you you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call and let us know so that way we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. So let's say you decided, oh, I'm going to do Facebook ads, and you called us to tell us. We would tell you, don't do Facebook ads. We're already including it. Make sense?
Okay.
So again, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I do.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is May 9th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a two-month verbal agreement, so your next payment will be charged on June 9th, 2023, in the amount of $299. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So once your term is completed, it will automatically renew, Jose, each month on the ninth day in the amount of $299. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the 877 number that I texted you, 635-6225. And when you hear the recording, you're going to hit number one. If you choose to pause or cancel your account, we ask that you please call 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not incurring any charges. So if you choose to cancel or pause it, just remember you need to call 3 business days before the 9th so that they don't charge you. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment. You're going to get a receipt that's going to be sent both to your email, and we're going to send it to you in a text message, and I'm going to go over it with you in a couple of minutes. I also want to schedule your client interview. Now, the client interview, we block out an hour. It can take between 30 to 40 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer. Sometimes it does take a little longer depending on how many questions or details you have, but I want to schedule it, Jose, at a time that's convenient for you. I want to kind of look to see if we have any availability for you today. How does your schedule look?
It's okay. It's normal.
Okay. So I have an appointment available for today. Let me see. Looks like they're pretty full. What about tomorrow? How early can you do it tomorrow?
After how long does it take?
It takes about 30 or 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. I'll tell you what times I have available. I have 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4 is the latest.
9 to 10, that's fine.
9 to 10? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just going to show you that they're going to be calling you tomorrow from an 877 number. You want to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. We're going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. And then let's say, Jose, that you're in the middle of a job, right, when they call you. Just pick up the phone and tell them, can you call me back in 5 minutes? And they will call you right back. This appointment is important because they're going to re-verify the information you and I went over to make sure I listed you accurately. They're going to talk to you about the website. They're going to talk to you about your Facebook ads. They're going to go over more in detail. That's where the magic is going to happen. No tanto conmigo. Aunque sea que creo, pero okay. No tanto. Okay. Now, I just want to notate a couple of notes for them so that they know where to start from. So under your services, what do you want me to list?
The fabrication and installation of granite, sales.
Okay.
Oh, product. Pre-estimate. I don't know.
So I'm putting granite installation, sales. You do marble. You do quartz as well?
Quartzite, yeah.
Marble, quartz.
Granite, quartz.
Okay. And these are just countertops or what else?
Countertops, bathroom, laundromat, barbecue.
Oh, wow.
Cool high backsplash.
Awesome. backslash. You said barbecues as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is it both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Commercial and residential.
Okay. And they're going to go over more with you in detail. I just kind of wanted to give them an idea. And then I know you have pictures of your work. Did you have a website, a logotipo? Oh, I think I see it here on your Facebook page. It's like AZ is in red, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to put you do have your business logo. What are your typical hours of operation, Jose? Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
24/7.
¿Cuándo descanses?
generalmente lunes, sábado, you know, tomamos el domingo libre, pero si aparece alguien que quiere que le vayan a hacer una medida, yo voy y la hago.
Okay. Do you want me to put 7 days a week?
No. You can do Monday to Saturday. That's fine.
Monday through Saturday? Do you have a certain time, like 8 to 5, 8 to 6? What time typically?
I put it on 8 to 6. Normal.
8 to 6. Okay. You know people will still call you on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll put Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6. And it's not a requirement. I just ask out of manya, right? Are you licensed and insured in the process?
I am. Licensed, insured, and bonded.
Awesome. And then what forms of payments do you accept, Jose? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, ¿cuáles?
Minnesota.
Okay.
Check, Venmo, Zelle, credit card.
Oh, okay. You do financing?
También.
Oh, do you want me to notate that?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. Because I thought I saw it on your Facebook page, financing available.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, now, with the Facebook ads, we could target up to 50 miles. Is that how far you want to target, or are there specific areas you want to target?
That's fine. I mean, I just want to get something, you know.
Start generating some business. Yeah. If you ever need to change it, just let us know. It doesn't cost you to make changes, okay? And then what is your preferred method of contact, Jose? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Realmente text. Porque a veces estoy manejando y se me hace, you know.
Y no puedes contestar. Okay, I'll put text.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Now, Jose, you have an option. You don't have to do it. It doesn't cost you anything. But instead of us, you know how your physical phone number shows on Google, right? We could put a tracking number that's linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. You could track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls. Do you want the tracking number, or do you want to keep it as your phone number is listed there now?
¿Cómo así? ¿Cómo funciona eso?
Well, the tracking number, vamos a decir que hay como un número que dice 877-635-6225, right? Let's just say it's a number like that. When they call that phone number, it's still going to ring to your phone. They're just not seeing your physical phone number. But there is an app that you have to download from the App Store on your phone, and you can see all your phone calls that you might have missed, your text messages. If you got a spam call, you can block it on that app. So it's an option for you. Even if you don't do it now, Jose, and you decide you want to do it later, just let us know, and we can always add the tracking number. It doesn't cost you anything.
Okay. Lo podemos hacer después porque, like, I have this phone number just dedicated for that, for the business. I have my personal number.
So we'll just keep it as the number that shows now, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Now, the last thing I need to go over with you, if you take a look at your text messages or your emails, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It would have came before or after the welcome one. It'll say, Dear Jose R., thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay.
You see it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it goes on. You'll open it up, and it goes on to say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that? Yes.
Holder.
So you're going to click where it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is true and correct. You'll click on that. And at the very bottom, Jose, it's going to ask you to type your name, Jose R. Rosario. Don't put a period y que no tenga accent marks because it's real delicado, the system. Before you hit submit, okay, I want to show you the products that you're getting, okay? So if you look at the very top, if you go back to the top, I just want to go over everything that you're getting so that way you understand what's in your products, okay? And that you see it's always going to be $2.99 a month. So at the top, you're getting the Google Business Profile page optimization. So you're going to add us on as managers so we can optimize it. So we'll need the profile access and the technician will walk you through it. Okay. You're getting the directory submissions. You're getting the My Site. Okay. Now, Facebook ads, you're going to add us on as managers and you're getting the Facebook ads. Okay. Now, Google ads is not included in your package. It is a product that we offer, okay? I don't think you need that yet. Under the Google Guaranteed, that is a program that is offered. It's not available in your area, but it is a program that Google offers as well. We can always revisit it if it ever becomes available in your location. Google Workspace is like an actual business Gmail account. They might offer it to you. It's an additional charge, Jose. You don't have to do it. Okay, and then you have the advanced reporting system included. The life support team is included in your program. If we ever communicate to you through text message, the number that we have listed there, the 602 number, is where we would text you at. And then it shows our delivery dates. Your payment today was $2.99 a month. We break it down for you, $1.99 plus $100 in Facebook ads that we manage. Monthly after, $199 plus $100 is $299 a month. Every month after that, okay? Seasonal holds or cancellations, we want you to call us 3 business days before the billing is due. And then underneath the cancellation and refunds, you make sure you check the box that says, I certify. What you're saying is it is your name on the card that you provided. And then at the bottom, you type your name, Jose space R space Rosario, and then confirm your signature. When you do that, let me know because it should open up a page asking you to put a username and password. Let me know when you see that. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. This is why I want you to watch that video because it's going to show you how you go in and track your results with us. So this is where you're going to see how many phone calls you're receiving. So in 5 to 7 days, you're going to get an email with this link, a username and a password. Okay, so you could start tracking your results. Now, all the directories you're going to be listed on within 5 to 7 days. As a reminder, the website will be completed within 7 to 14 days. The Facebook ads are going to be live within 7 to 14 days. And as I mentioned, remember, the local map, it can take between 30 to 45. But again, Jose, there's been times I've seen it happen sooner. It could possibly happen sooner for you because you already have the Google profile page. You just got to add us on as managers. But our promise is always 30 to 45, okay? We'd rather under-promise and over-deliver. Now, you'll get notifications when you're on the first page of Google, when we have you listed with your website up and running. So we're going to keep you in the loop, okay, as these steps are being processed, okay? Save your receipt for your tax purposes because it is a write-off. And reminder that tomorrow we're going to call you between 9 and 10 o'clock. Okay? So just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I'm super excited for you, Jose. Super excited. You've made a great choice. And I'm glad that we're here to help you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? Absolutely. We're here to assist you. Okay.
So much money, no, nobody talks, so I want
to. I know. That. And we're here to assist you in every step, okay? So you're in good hands.
Okay.
All right, Jose, we will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.